Stepping out of my front door this morning, I was faced with an almost unfamiliar picture. There was ice on the windscreens and the roofs of cars, something we haven't seen in January now for a long time. And I tell you what, I much prefer this to the relentless rain we've had over the past, at least 10 days, or it seemed like an eternity of rain. And now the frost has come back. And cycling up to the Lido, actually I cycled up, it's Wednesday, I cycled to my friends who live just opposite the Lido first for 7 o'clock to do my chanting with them. And I even then saw already people scraping their windscreens and then cycling towards them and up alongside Tootingbeck Road. All the grass is covered with ever so gently kind of grey shimmer of ice, which looks really lovely. And the air is so much purer almost, and hopefully this frost has also gotten rid of some of these horrible germs that are around. And the skies is blue or bluish and then reddish where the sun is rising, which is lovely. It makes such a difference. And as I said, some people were scraping their windscreens free of ice. Little puddles have got just a very, very thin layer of ice, making a lovely pattern of flowers. And the leaves coming up too. I'm just coming towards the Lido now. And through the first gate and that first big puddle that we go through, which is on the right-hand side, has got some lovely kind of flowery patterns. And all the dead leaves have got this fine layer of crystals formed around them. It's really beautiful. And now coming to the Lido, I wonder, I don't think the frost was strong enough, but I wonder how that translates to the Lido itself and to the pool, to the water temperature, whether there is ice. I don't think the water was cold enough to justify freezing over just with a little bit of frost during the night. And I've just reached the deep end of the pool and taking out the thermometer. And it has dropped, but it hasn't dropped that much. I don't know if that thermometer in the deep end is to be trusted. It does say 4 degrees, which yesterday apparently it showed 6, because it showed 6 on the blackboard as you came in. But today here, holding it in my hands, it shows just about above 4, almost 5. That can't be right, because yesterday it was 4 in the shallow end, with David's trusted thermometer that he's used over the years. So it'll be interesting. I wonder what I should do. Should I just stay and do a length, or even try and keep at my 2 length? Maybe I'll wait for some people to arrive and see what they're gonna do. Anyway, time to sign in. And I'm number 13. Lucky 13. Okay, Charlotte is here and Nikki is here. Gus is always the first one, or Veronique there and about. Actually, they came at 7:10 this morning. And it's funny because on that sheet, it not only gives you the date, the pool temperature, but also the weather. And there's just one simple word there, and it says chilly. Well, chilly it must be, because the handlebars of the steps leading down to the shallow end are actually frozen. Gee, my God, that's the understatement of the year. That water was cold. Batched it 2 length. Sue rentaled it 2 length. I did 2 length. They finished before me. They came in before me. And it is so cold in there. The first length was okay. Coming back, my hands. My God, I don't understand how I can hold this recorder in my hands. My hands are so cold. But what was beautiful is looking up at the sky with little fluffy white clouds forming. I think the sun's almost said goodbye for today, because I can't see the sun. But these lovely fluffy clouds are amazing. And I must say, my whole body is tingling and hot. Just my hands are so cold.